Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Unraveling Anne, a memoir of my mother's reckless life and tragic death, by Laurel Seville, performed by Allison Ryan. To Jason for solidarity, Alice for stories, Bob for faith, Gail for tenacity, Sean for the tightrope walker, Amanda for close readings, Terry for going first, and to Ned for all of the above and everything else. Author's note: the author's half-brother has chosen to appear under a pseudonym in this book. Prologue. Murdered? The word always gets repeated, sometimes the whole sentence. Your mother was murdered? As if I could get something like that wrong. As if I could be mistaken. My mother was murdered. It's a shocking word, murdered. I don't like to use it, but it is the truth. Murder is the only word that honestly describes her death. So sometimes when someone asks what happened to my mother, instead of holding on to this word, toying with the small pain of it as if it were a loose tooth, I go ahead and spit it out. No matter how many times I do, no matter how many people I tell, the raw strangeness of the fact of my mother's death never changes. I try not to watch the people who hear this piece of unexpected news, but I do. I look for the freshness of their surprise, for the way their eyes flicker, their mouth tightens. I watch and wonder what they're thinking, of me and of who my mother was or might have been. I always feel I need to say more, like I need to put this information into some kind of understandable context, to explain my mother's life by explaining how she got to her death. I want to help other people assimilate this news, help them get over it, or let them feel they're helping me get over it. I sense I need to reassert myself to show somehow that I'm the same person, that this news has changed nothing about me, that it should change nothing about who the other person thinks I am. At the same time, I don't want to explain anything at all. I'm still just a little wearied by the fact that all of the burdens my mother put on me while she was alive, the worse one continues after her death, precisely because of the way she died. I also don't want to say anything more because I don't feel I have what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?